brought to you by Penguin.
Patriot by Alexei Navalny. Translated by Arch Tate with Stephen DL. Part 1. Near Death.
1. Dying really didn't hurt. If I hadn't been breathing my last, I would never have stretched out on the floor next to the plane's toilet. As you can imagine, it wasn't exactly clean. I was flying to Moscow from Tomsk in Siberia and feeling very pleased. Regional elections were going to be held in 2 weeks in several Siberian cities, and my colleagues from the Anti-Corruption Foundation, the ACF, and I had every intention of inflicting defeat on the ruling United Russia Party. That would deliver an important message that Vladimir Putin, even after 20 years in power, was not omnipotent or even particularly liked in that part of Russia. Even though large numbers of people there would watch talking heads sing the praises of the nation's leader on television 24/7. For several years, I had been banned from running for office. The state did not recognize the political party I led and had recently refused to register it for the 9th time in 8 years. Somehow, we always failed to fill in the forms correctly. On those rarest of occasions when one of our candidates actually got his or her name on the ballot, the most far-fetched pretexts were found to deny them eligibility. The challenge facing our network, with as many as 80 regional offices at its height, one of the largest in the country and under constant attack by the state, therefore required a schizophrenic ability to win elections from which we were banned. In our authoritarian country, where for more than 2 decades the regime had made it a priority to inculcate a belief in the electorate that it is powerless and can't change anything, it wasn't ever an easy matter to persuade people to turn out and vote. But then again, their income had been falling for 7 years in a row. If even a third of those fed up with the regime could be enticed into the voting booths, not one of Putin's candidates would have a chance. But how to get the people to vote? By persuasion? Offering rewards? We chose the option of getting people really pissed off. For the last several years, my colleagues and I had been filming a never-ending soap opera about corruption in Russia. Of late, almost every episode had garnered 3 to 5 million views on YouTube. Given the realities of Russia, from the outset we turned our backs on the pussy-footing journalistic approach of endless qualifiers, alleged, possible, purported, so beloved by legal advisers. We called a thief, corruption, corruption. If somebody had an enormous estate, we did not merely point out its existence, but rather videoed it with drones and showed the property in all its magnificence. And we learned its value and juxtaposed it with the modest income the bureaucrat who owned it was declaring officially. You can theorize all you want about corruption, but I have preferred a more direct approach, like studying the wedding photographs of the president's press secretary and, as he kisses the bride, focusing on the spectacular watch peeping out from his shirt sleeve. We obtained certification from a Swiss supplier that the watch costs $620,000 and exposed it to the citizens of our country, where 1 person in 5 is living below the poverty line, $160 a month, which would be more accurately described as the destitution line. Having sufficiently enraged your viewers with the brazenness of corrupt officialdom, you then point them to a website which lists who in their region they should vote for if they don't want to continue to support their bureaucrat's life of luxury. It worked. We simultaneously entertained and outraged our audience with images of the life led by the humble patriots governing our land, explaining how the mechanisms of corruption work, and calling for practical actions to cause maximum damage to Putin's system. We never ran out of material. Gazing out of the plane window, I was considering the fact that we now had enough footage to upload 2 or 3 YouTube videos on corruption in Siberian cities. They would be viewed by several million people, several hundred thousand of whom living in Novosibirsk and Tomsk. These people would not...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?